Vaccine mandates in the context of Kenya are crude political tools to deal with a public health issue. It's without doubt that we need to increase the number of people who are vaccinated, but it is completely ill-advised to start locking out people because they have not vaccinated. If anything, the government needs to go to those people and encourage them, dissuade them of any myths that they have about vaccination, and essentially give them the confidence to take the vaccine that is now available to them.
But some people are suggesting that the directive forms part of the government's effort to limit the spread of COVID and its variants, and that this could serve as an incentive.
I mean, coercion can never be an incentive. It essentially is purely that, coercion. On the 14th of December, the High Court received a petition from a citizen who managed to convince the court that the idea of locking out Kenyans from essential services is unconstitutional. And the High Court essentially suspended the directive, citing this as unconstitutional. This means that the reiteration of the vaccine mandate is not only troubling from a public health perspective, that enshrines the right of people to give their consent to be vaccinated, but secondly, it is unconstitutional according to the High Court of Kenya. And what it does is essentially place businesses and public officers in very difficult position, because they have to either remain lawful with an eye to the judgment of a high court, or they have to follow an executive order that is not even backed by legal force at the moment. There is no, these directives have not been gazetted. They are simply public pronouncements.
But some supporters of the government are of the view that the government is mandated by the Constitution to protect life and property of Kenyans. And if it finds ways that medical measures that are being implemented could help save the lives of people and protect them from this disease, then it should go ahead irrespective of what some people might think is coercion. What are your thoughts?
I mean, Amnesty International Kenya completely upholds the constitutional obligation of the government of Kenya to protect citizens, particularly from this miserable virus that has been with us for close to 2 years now. We do not think that that constitutional obligation should amount to the coercion and the infringement of the rights of Kenyans in this manner. Many people have come forward for the vaccination. In fact, what's ironic about this particular measure at this time is that we are just, I think, about just under a million short of the target that the government set of 10 million vaccinations by the end of this year. So we are actually progressing, but of course, we are not progressing as much as fast as we can or we should do, particularly given the fifth wave or the introduction of the Omicron variant.
So in Amnesty International's view, what is the best way forward in order to fight this disease? And secondly, you are aware that Kenyans will be going for elections soon. People anticipate that there will be big rallies in the campaign leading up to the next general election.
There are measures that can be taken. We've summarized them in terms of three measures. The first is educate people, that people who have taken the vaccine, people who understand the risk that COVID-19 has to us individually, as families, as a nation, educate the people who are still unclear about the risks of remaining unvaccinated. The second thing is protect each other. Mask up, sanitize, remain physically distant from people. Do not travel to rural homes, particularly to meet with elderly relatives when you have not tested yourself. Many of us at the moment are experiencing flu-like symptoms. And in some cases, it's influenza. In other cases, we've seen an increase, 30% almost increase in COVID-19 infection. So we have to ensure that people continue to test themselves and do not expose others. And the third thing that we need to do is encourage each and every Kenyan to vaccinate. But I think it is really important that vaccination remain voluntary, not coerced, and not mandatory.